Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to your number one motivational podcast. It was built for you, my friend, for you. Hey, I just wanted to share with you, I did a hangout group coaching inside of our Momentum Club just now, and I want to share with you what we talked about. Just a brief overview, because this is really important stuff. I am a momentum junkie. I study it. I live it. I breathe it. I'm not any better than you are. I'm certainly not any smarter than you are, but the reason why I've been able to have some, you know, mild success in the entrepreneurial space is because I don't give a crap, man. I just get going. I don't got to get it right. I just got to get it going. And when you look at the laws of motion, hold on. We got a college dropout with 20 college credits, most of which are gym and health class, that are going to teach a physics class right now. Come on right now. This guy that was doing upside down beer bongs at Penn State in 1986 is going to teach physics? Are you kidding me? The guy that thought it was a 30-week party with a $6,000 cover charge is going to now talk about Newton's law? Sure, why not? Why not? Humor me at the very least, would you please? All right, let's get rocking and rolling. Newton's first law of motion states that an object will not change its speed or direction unless an unbalanced force acts upon it. Okay? Another law for the first law of motion is the law of inertia. Said another way, think of this. If you slide a hockey puck on the ice, eventually it's going to stop, right? It's going to stop because of the friction that's on the ice. It's also going to stop if it hits something like a player's stick or a goalpost. Now, you contrast that with if you were to kick a ball in space, it's just going to keep going on forever and ever and ever and ever because there's no gravity. There's no friction. There's no air resistance going against it. It's only going to stop in one direction if it hits something like a meteorite. Or it reaches the gravity field of another planet. All right? Are you with me? Yeah, you are. And I'm going to tie this into business and life and relationships and all that good stuff. So get yourself on the couch now. Dr. Crowley's in the house. Law number two, Newton's second law of motion states that the acceleration is produced when an unbalanced force acts on an object mass. F equals ma. Force equals mass times acceleration. Come on, you remember that, right? Force equals mass times acceleration. The more mass the object has, the more net force has to be used to move it. Pretty cool.
Well, what about an example there, Mr. Physics teacher?
Hey, glad you asked there, Skippy, glad you asked. If you use the same force to push a car, to push a truck, than you do to push a car, all right, you with me? You're pushing a truck, you're pushing a car. The car is going to have more acceleration than the truck because the car weighs less. There's less mass. Hey, Crowley, you sound like mass, but take away the M. It's okay, man. I'm with you. I'm with you. But I'm telling you, hang with me. Hang with me. How about a shopping cart? It's easier to push a shopping cart that's empty than it is a full one, right? Because the full shopping cart has more mass than the empty one. That means that more force is required to push the full shopping cart. Hey, that makes sense. And then the third law of motion states that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction that acts with the same momentum and the opposite velocity. Example, you jump off a small rowing boat into the water. You push yourself forward into the water. What happens? The boat goes shooting back, man. The same force you use to push that forward is going to make the boat go backwards. You're jumping into the river and the boat goes fly back. Well, what's that mean? That's the third law, baby, the third law of motion. Every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. When you jump off that boat, man, when you finally go for your dream, you shoot that boat back in the water, and you're diving into your big dream, that big sea, that river. All that baggage goes flying back. That's the equal and opposite reaction. Are you with me? Think about it. All the thoughts and negative experiences and the judgment and the people talking about, oh, you're going to try that again? I thought you've had way too many failures in your life. Hey, no, man. Shoot the boat back, man. Shoot it back. All those limiting beliefs, shoot them back. Oh, how about the shopping cart? Holy cow, the second law. Do you want to push a cart that's full or empty? If you want to have less resistance, would you rather the cart be full or empty? I don't know about you, Jack, but while you're going up and down the pantry aisle loading all the chips and the pretzels, and why don't you throw some chocolate bars in there and maybe some ice cream and heavy on the sugar while you're at it, I'm going to get a stick of gum and throw it in a cart. Who's going to have a more full cart, more mass to push? You, not me. Me, I'm just going to right out to the car. It's going to take me 2 seconds to get into the car, right? I got nothing, and I'm going faster. The cart's going faster. What's in your shopping cart, champion? You got all that judgment in there. You got all that stuff from your past, all those failures that you've made, and you're like, oh, I can't. I don't know how to do it. Everything is figure-outable, Sam Crowley. Everything is figure-outable. You can quote me on that one. You can figure it out. You know how to build a landing page? Figure it out. You know how to run Facebook traffic? Figure it out. Don't know how to create a YouTube channel, a podcast, a LinkedIn profile? Figure it out. It's all out there. It's free. It's on the internet. Do you want to, though? Do you want to move forward? See, you can't move forward with all that crap in your shopping cart, though, because that second law, man, and this is my favorite one, F equals MA, force equals mass times acceleration. Empty the cart full of all of that crap that you've been pushing around forever and ever and ever, not getting anywhere. And what happens when you get to your car and you've been pushing that cart through the store and you're waiting in the checkout aisle? See, I'm going through the self-scan because I got a stick of gum, man. Pack of gum. You got all that crap in your cart. I'm out of there. My cart weighs nothing. I'm flying down the road. Woohoo! Shopping! I just said shoppy. I don't even know what the hell I just said. But you know what? I'm having fun, and you need to have some fun. And the only way you're going to have more fun is if you get that crap out of your cart and implement Newton's second law that says this: empty the cart. That's Newton's second law. Empty the cart. Think about it that way. All right? This is good stuff, man. This is how you create momentum. And I know I'm dumbing it down. Shocker, Crowley's dumbing something down, but this is how I operate life. If this law says that acceleration is going to be produced when an unbalanced force acts on an object, the more mass the object has, the more net force it takes. I don't want to use a lot of net force. I'm already using that raising four girls, man. I'm using all the net force I can ramp up to raise my kids. I don't need that moving into the online business world. I'd like it to be easy. You want easy or hard? I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm telling you it's going to be worth it. How about that? It's simple because if it, success is our people are already out there doing the things that you really want to do. Why are you trying to invent the wheel? You know, I need a website. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't need a website. Nobody needs a website. You know what you need? You need a landing page. Somebody can put their name and email in. And you need a thank you page to thank them for putting their name and email in. That's all you need to get going. And then from there, build it out. But why don't you have the cart be empty versus loading yourself up with I need a website, a contact us page, hire me to speak, I need a Facebook profile, a group and a fan page, a LinkedIn profile, a YouTube channel, Twitter account, Snapchat, Instagram. No, you don't. No, you know, you gotta get on your own. You gotta get out of your own head is what you gotta do. You gotta get out of your own head. Okay? So understand that. Start with the cart empty. Fill it up along the way. But at least get going. Get the shopping cart out. Use Newton's second law of motion in your favor and just get going. Can you just do that? Can you just get going? And that applies to the gym as well. You know, I got to get a pair of shorts. No, you don't. Don't wear anything. Go to the gym with nothing on and then work out. I know you're going to get a few looks, but hey, get after it, man. Just get going. Well, I got to get a trainer. No, you don't. Lift 5-pound dumbbells if you want to. Just get going. You're going to be better off than you were before you started. And once you create that momentum, it's going to feel amazing. See, you feel amazing when you get going. The hardest part for me going to the gym is thinking about going to the gym. The best part about for me going to the gym is actually being in the gym. Like right now, it's 19 degrees. Yes, I said that right. 19 degrees in Cincinnati. I'll be in Orlando tomorrow speaking, so my apologies to the rest of the Crowley family. I need to leave you for one night to go speak around palm trees, but I'll be back in this freezing weather. But the hardest part for me is getting out in 19 degrees and then going to the gym, starting my car and then going to the gym, okay? Once I'm there, it's golden. So rather than keep talking, I'm actually going to get my ass to the gym and work out today and crush a leg workout. Hit me up on Insta. Send me a DM. Let me know how life is for you. Ask me a question. I love the DMs I'm getting on my Instagram feed. You guys are awesome. Love you. Send videos, whatever it is. Just let me know you're listening to the show. Do you want to work together? I would love to. Go to everydaysaturday.com, click on the coaching tab. Let's work together. Whatever, man. Let's just make it happen. Let's get you getting some momentum going into the next year and beyond. It's Sam Crowley. I'm going to jump off the boat into the sea of Saturday and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.